Listen up, athletes. As your head coach at Third Coast Training, I need you to hear this clearly. Overtraining syndrome affects up to 65% of elite athletes, and it poses severe physical and mental risks for anyone chasing the triathlon dream. But here is the truth you need to internalize. Success depends on balancing training stress with strategic recovery, prioritizing sleep, maintaining consistency, and actively monitoring your physiological signals before they trigger long-term health consequences. Peak Ironman performance simply does not require excessive training volume. Contrary to widespread belief, amateur triathletes' training between 11 and 16 hours weekly achieve nearly identical Ironman finish times as those pushing 20 hours or more. Beginners can successfully compete on 11 to 12 hours a week, while advanced athletes typically cap out at 14 to 16. Year-round consistency and structured periodization will consistently outperform those sporadic, high-volume training blocks. Recovery is just as critical to your performance as the work itself. Top finishers prioritize 8 to 10 hours of sleep nightly, plus a 30-minute afternoon nap. In fact, you should aim for an additional hour of sleep for every 10 hours of weekly exercise. Sleep quality directly impacts race outcomes, explaining up to 33% of performance variation in key race stages. Effective recovery protocols require at least one full active recovery day and 1 to 3 complete rest days weekly. If you find yourself in an overtrained state, your body will often demand 3 to 7 days of minimal activity just to physiologically rebound. Your body signals overtraining long before race day fatigue ever appears. Watch your resting heart rate as a primary early warning. It typically rises 5 to 10 beats per minute above your baseline. Meanwhile, your maximum heart rate paradoxically drops by 3 to 7% due to autonomic nervous system dysfunction. Blood markers will reveal a declining testosterone to cortisol ratio, elevated creatine kinase indicating unresolved muscle damage, and significant immune suppression. Notably, 16% of elite triathletes develop neutropenia, and athletes face a 5-fold increase in upper respiratory infections after endurance events due to that post-exercise immune open window. Performance metrics shift dramatically alongside these physiological changes. Overtrained athletes experience a 10% or greater drop in race times, inconsistent pacing, and a 4 to 7% decline in running economy. Workouts will feel disproportionately harder, with perceived exertion rising while your actual power output or pace falls. Your lactate threshold will also occur earlier, making race pace metabolically expensive and inefficient. But chronic overtraining extends far beyond temporary performance declines. It triggers maladaptive cardiovascular remodeling. Master endurance athletes show a 32% rate of atrial fibrillation and a 9% rate of non-sustained ventricular tachycardia, compared to near-zero rates in non-athletes. Excessive training doubles oxidative stress markers post-race, accelerating arterial inflammation and increasing atherosclerosis risk. Hormonal imbalances and chronically elevated cortisol contribute to bone stress injuries and potential long-term bone density degradation. Mentally, overtraining flips the typical athlete profile from high vigor and low negative emotion to an inverse iceberg marked by depression, anxiety, irritability, and chronic fatigue. These neurological and psychological effects can persist long after retirement. Preventing overtraining requires proactive tracking and structured planning. You should maintain detailed training diaries, logging daily stress, fatigue, sleep quality, and perceived exertion. Heart rate variability serves as your daily recovery gauge. Low HRV indicates a need for rest, while high HRV signals readiness for intense work. Establishing a personal baseline over a month is essential for accurate interpretation. Training should follow structured periodization, typically a 3-to-1 ratio of progressive loading to recovery weeks, with masters athletes often benefiting from a 2-to-1 ratio. Pre-race tapering involves reducing volume by 20-50% while maintaining intensity. Because ambition often clouds self-assessment, working with a coach provides objective feedback and helps adjust training loads before breakdown occurs. Let's lock in these critical takeaways. Training volume does not equal performance. Amateur triathletes achieve optimal results with 11 to 16 weekly hours, making consistency and recovery more valuable than excessive mileage. Sleep is a non-negotiable performance driver, with top finishers prioritizing 8 to 10 hours nightly. Resting heart rate, HRV, and subjective fatigue logs are your earliest warning systems. When multiple physiological and performance markers shift simultaneously, immediate training adjustment is required. Chronic overtraining carries severe long-term consequences, including cardiac arrhythmias, immune suppression, hormonal disruption, and mental health decline. By implementing structured periodization, prioritizing sleep, tracking physiological data, and seeking professional guidance, triathletes can safely navigate the fine line between peak performance and physical breakdown, ensuring both race day success and lifelong health. Now, let's get to work.